This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger.
We are the richest nation on the face of the earth at our most rich point in time, and 40% of our citizens can't afford the basics in life.
That is Richard Trumka, the president of the AFL-CIO in the United States. The AFL-CIO is the largest labor federation in the U.S. It represents some 12 million workers in 55 unions. In a wide-ranging interview, he was asked about the issues facing the American labor movement and what the newly elected representatives to Congress can do about those issues.
If I were to pick one, I'd say it's employers that look at workers as costs to be cut and not assets to be invested in. Bad tax laws encourage outsourcing to loss of jobs. Bad trade laws encourage us to lose jobs. All of those things combine together. So you have to look at a whole package. If what we have right now is an imbalance between corporate America and workers, and as long as that balance continues to grow, then workers will have less bargaining power and less ability to get a fair share of what we produce. Everybody should have the ability to bargain with their employer. There ought to be a $15 minimum wage, health care for everybody, pension security, so that you don't get into an area where you work your life away and then a company uses the bankruptcy laws to take away your pensions. The other thing is I'd ask them to consider this. 40% of Americans right now can't afford the basics in life. 40%, according to a recent study. 40%. Now, we're told that the stock market's up, unemployment's down. Those are good things, but that's not the end of the game. Because even with all of those happening, workers' wages are still flat. And until workers start to rise, their wages start to rise, and they can buy and create demand, you're going to have an economy that continues to go in spurts and benefits those at the very top, but the rest of the people sort of get left behind. When we are the richest nation on the face of the earth at our most rich point in time, and 40% of our citizens can't afford the basics in life. We have started looking at the future. We have a committee on the future that we've divided into four different parts. The first part is where the economy is and where the economy is going to go. The second part is where work is and where work will go. Third part of it is where unions are and where unions must go in order to see where the economy and work are at. And then the fourth stage will be where the AFL-CIO is and where it needs to be given where our unions have to be. We've partnered with groups like Carnegie Mellon University, MIT, where we're talking to Stanford now, to form a partnership about how we can get workers' needs in front of the technology, the robotics, or the artificial intelligence. Because if you look at how things are divided, when new technology comes into a workplace where we represent the workers, we negotiate for a fair share of the benefits from that increased productivity. But society doesn't have that mechanism. Society doesn't have a way to divide the benefits. So you have an economy right now that is very tilted towards the top and a big gap in between. And if those benefits go to the people at the top, that gap will increase dramatically and quickly, quite frankly, threatening democracy itself. And so if we're going to turn that around, we have, as a society, we have to make sure that the benefits of all the new technology, artificial intelligence, robotics technology, get shared equally or fairly with society, and it doesn't get swallowed up by the people at the top, because that will further enhance the trend that we see, or the bifurcation. We ask the question, what happens to a society when it's unwilling or incapable of providing a rising standard of living for the vast majority of its people?
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can find more labor news on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.